This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. It's still probably a couple of days before the cable news channels start running their government shutdown countdown clocks, but we are getting there. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security runs out on Friday. That is, unless the House and Senate can figure out some compromise. But even once lawmakers do figure something out, DHS has a whole nother problem with no quick fix. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
Every year, the federal government surveys its workers, asking, are you recognized for good work? Do you respect your leaders? And every year,
DHS does not stack up well.
That's Max Steyer. He's president of the Partnership for Public Service, a good government group that ranks morale at government agencies. For the past few years, DHS has come in dead last.
It is redefining the bottom of the rankings for large agencies.
Steyer says part of the problem is the way DHS was created after 9/11. 22 very different federal departments and agencies were mushed into one gigantic bureaucracy, but they all kept their congressional overseers. Now more than 80 committees and subcommittees have jurisdiction over DHS. Jeff Neal headed the agency's HR department from 2009 to 2011. He says he was constantly writing reports for Congress.
It didn't really help us run the department. It was very frustrating. We had other things that were more critical than writing reports.
Now Congress is causing DHS employees more headaches. Nicole Byram is president of the National Treasury Employees Union chapter in Savannah, Georgia. She's a Customs and Border Protection officer. Byram says this latest budget skirmish just makes morale worse.
People are very stressed out. People are very anxious. Everyone kind of has this feeling of, oh no, not again.
Because they know if Congress can't agree on how to keep funding DHS, there'll be a partial government shutdown. But they're considered essential, so they'll have to work without pay during the impasse. And getting back pay, that takes an act of Congress, a mood crusher sure to keep DHS at the bottom of the morale rankings. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.